This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so it's just me today because DZ had his knee surgery. So as usual, you guys will chime in with your texts and your emails and hold it down for him. I know you will. Heather wants to know if she's a jerk for messaging her cousin's husband. But hold on. Hear her out. I had to read her whole email this morning. You can always email us. Am I the jerk? At 1037kissfm.com. Okay, here's what she said. She said, hello, Allie and DZ. I have a potential am I the jerk. It's going to be long because of who I am as a person. But I'll try to keep it short. Spoiler alert, she did not keep it short, but her story's good, so listen up. She says, first off, I'd like to say that I listened to you, Allie, in high school from 04 to 08. In fact, I was such a nerd, my alarm clock, which was a radio clock, was turned to the station, and when I would leave the house, I'd have my Walkman tuned to 103.7 while I walked to school. Yes, girl, I love it. She said she still loves the show and listens every morning on her way to her medical assistant job. I love that. You listened as a kid. Now you're, look at you thriving as an adult. I love it. Anyway, she says, here's my story. She said, my cousin has always had an issue with me. She's 14 years older than me, and she will be 50 at the end of September. I'll be 36 in July. In my early 20s, Mary, the cousin, told my entire family that I stole our grandma's credit card and charged a bunch of stuff to it. When I asked her to see the bank statements, she couldn't give them to me because they simply don't exist. A few months before my mom died, who was sick with diabetes, she told my mom that if anything were to happen to her, that the cousin was going to blame me. Unfortunately, my mom died, and she immediately felt all sorts of things, I'm sure. She came to my mom's funeral, the cousin, and we started to have a relationship again. She had cut me off during the whole credit card debacle. I forgave her enough to actually be her maid of honor when she married her English husband who lives overseas. That was back in 2018. Like I said, we created a new relationship after my mom died. Now, this is where I don't know if I'm the jerk. Okay, so they're back friends again. Mary, the cousin, and her mom, her aunt, went to France at the beginning of May. Okay, so recently. They're still there. Mary wanted to see her husband, and my aunt always wanted to go to France. So I'd asked them to bring me back a piece of Parisian jewelry as I'm getting married next October. Knowing how forgetful my aunt is, I messaged my cousin's husband on Facebook asking him to please remind my aunt about the jewelry, the cousin's mom. I said I had hoped they were having an incredible time and that I'm getting married next October and I hope he flies over for the occasion. Well, the husband never responded, but my cousin did. She said to me that I was being rude and disrespectful, messaging her husband and not her. That I wouldn't be getting anything and to never talk to her husband again. She said she wouldn't be visiting me ever again. Like, seriously? I messaged her husband because I wasn't sure she or my aunt would get the message. But I knew he would as he lives in England and does visit France often. I messaged her back telling her to have a nice life. Blocked her and her husband. I'm done with her toxicity, and I now have my own 2-year-old daughter to protect, but now I'm feeling guilty about intending to cut ties with my cousin, as I do love her. I blame that on genetics. I'm also sad my daughter probably won't get to know Mary, my cousin, and I feel I should try to make amends. So am I the jerk for messaging her husband? I mean, Heather. She said, also, DZ, speedy recovery for your surgery. Thank you, Heather. Thank you for mentioning DZ in there as well. Yes, he's recovering. Okay, so a lot to unpack here. So Heather wrote in. She was close with her cousin. They're about 15 years apart. I don't know if that's even relevant, though, honestly. The cousin, they have a weird past. The cousins accused her of stealing, which she says never happened, other people's credit cards. But then they made up, and she asked them to bring her back something from France. She didn't hear from them, so she messaged them, messaged the husband just in case. And now the cousin's mad, saying, don't ever message him. I mean, this is... What's the big deal about messaging the husband? There's a lot happening here. 414-533-1037. I don't think you're a jerk, Heather. I seriously don't. I don't know why she was mad you messaged her husband, other than the only thing I can figure is maybe she was going to pocket your money, since she sounds a little shady, but I don't know. She was mad maybe you outed her that she hadn't gotten you anything. I don't know. But I don't think you're a jerk for messaging your cousin's husband, unless something weird happened between the two of you, and it doesn't sound like it did. So, 414-533-1037. Heather wants to know if she's a jerk for messaging her cousin's husband just to remind them, hey, pick me up something on your trip. And then everyone went crazy after that. Oof, we'll talk to you next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Heather sent us an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know if she's a jerk for messaging her cousin's husband to remind them to pick her up a piece of jewelry in France when they're there for her wedding. And then the cousin went nuts. Now, there's a long history. Very tumultuous relationship, because we read the whole thing. I can't reread it again. Most of you probably heard it. So she wants to know if she's a jerk in this situation. The cousin was like, don't message my husband. Do not. Ironically, Heather's on the phone in Franklin. Different Heather, though, right, Heather?
Absolutely. Different Heather.
Okay, thank goodness. All right, Heather, it wouldn't matter if you were the same one, but different Heather, are you going jerk or not the jerk for messaging the husband?
I'm going not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Same. I don't get this. Why do you think the cousin is so upset she messaged her husband?
You know, it sounds like there's a jealousy part with the whole credit card situation and messaging the husband. Listen, if I messaged my husband's cousin, there'd be no blink of an eye. There'd be nothing. Like,
right.
It's family. Like, once you're married, you're family. You're messaging a person in your family who probably is better at getting things done than the cousin and the aunt. So, you know, not the jerk.
Well, and it also sounds like, no offense. Well, I actually offense to the cousin. Why am I saying no offense? I'm about to say something offensive. It sounds like the cousin has a screw loose, though, too, because she accused her of stealing credit cards and then couldn't provide receipts, and sounds a little shiesty on her own, in my opinion. So,
absolutely.
The math is not mathing with this cousin. I'm sorry. It's just not.
No. But,
all right. Not the jerk is what you say, Heather. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Next up, we got Adrian in Milwaukee. Adrian, good morning.
What up?
Adrian, you don't have a theme song, do you?
I do.
Damn. Where is it? I was looking for it. This is the problem when I'm the pilot. See, Adrian, I can't find it. Sorry. Okay. Jerk or not the jerk, Adrian?
Not the jerk.
Is everybody going to say not the jerk? I mean,
it almost sounds like she's the cousin's just not willing to move on and move past.
Is that what you think is the problem here?
Well, I mean, she reacted a little hasty. That could have been dealt with a little bit differently. Instead of just, don't contact me or my husband
That's why I said there's more to it. It can't just be that. I mean, maybe she is jealous and maybe she doesn't want the cousin, her talking to her husband. But at the end of the day, it's like she just wants to know if you guys are picking her up a piece of jewelry. I don't know what the big deal is. That's why it's so shady. It's like,
That's why I said it could have been dealt with differently.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, not the jerk. Okay, I'm going to pull up another lady and see if we can get anything different out of them. Thanks for calling, Adrian. All right.
You better, DZ, if you're listening.
I hope he is. I have talked to him, but hopefully he'll call in at some point. All right, bye, Adrian.
Bye.
All right, Jamie in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so do I need to get out a vacuum or the broom, or are you actually going to go a different way? She wants to know if she's the jerk for messaging her cousin's husband.
What's it going to be, Avery?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Get out the broom.
I love it how she whispered, not the jerk. Oh, that was so cute. But why? You have to say why.
I don't think she's the jerk at all. She's messaging her cousin's husband. So like the other Heather had said, it's family. And did you say this her cousin's almost 50.
Yeah, and
I think she's got some
35.
Major insecurities and needs to do some growing up.
Well, and it sounds like she hasn't even met the husband because he's over. It sounded like she doesn't even know him because he's in a different country. He's English. She said he lives overseas and they got married in 2018. Oh, no, she was her maid of honor. So she does.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Now the math again is not mathing. So she was the maid of honor in their wedding. And she messaged him to make sure that they got her messages. And the cousin said, don't message my husband. It's rude and disrespectful. Nope. The more I read it, the more mad I get. You know what?
Yeah. Major insecurities or guilty conscience, something, but
something's off.
Not the jerk at all. I think, you know, she's got the win by cutting ties with that one because that's drama that's not needed at this age.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. Every accusation is an admission. Sounds like the cousin is projecting all of her bad behavior onto her younger cousin. Oh, my.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow. And then somebody else says the cousin is definitely trying to hide something from her husband. That's why she doesn't want Heather messaging her. Yes, that I agree with, without a doubt. Hiding something. Something's weird going on. So
that guilty conscience will always come up.
Yep. Jamie, you nailed it right on the head. Guilty conscience. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
And who was with you in the car again?
My daughter, Avery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avery, thanks for
dropping her off at her last day of school.
Oh, have a great last day of school, Avery.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the best feeling on the planet, the last day of school. All right, thanks for calling, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.